Welcome again to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. We're grateful you're joining us. I'm here with Elena Svetslot. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky, and we are your co-hosts here for this podcast. It is our goal to help you understand what a heart-based approach to parenting is. If we can help communicate that idea to you, then so many good things will happen in the depth of your relationship with your children. We want to share some new ideas with you today, so I'm glad you're tuning in with us.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dr. Scott. It's really good to be together again. And today we will talk about a topic that many parents will love to hear we are talking about, and that is firmness. I know many parents are interested in things that they can share with their children or do with their children that they can help correct the behavior of their children. So I want us to focus today on firmness, and that's part of being in the correction and how can we help our child get better in the future. So that's something that we want to talk about a bit in more detail today.
Firmness, I think, is important to talk about because when we talk about firmness, sometimes parents jump right to consequences or correction. And I want to talk about firmness in the form of training too. Because when you set up a structure for a child and you require they adhere to that structure, then they are learning something very important. But it's the firmness of the parent that helps that child stay on that path in order to do what's right. For example, if you're giving an instruction to a child and expect your child to do it right away, then that firmness that you exhibit in that moment teaches a child that we're not going to delay and delay and delay. And we're teaching a child then the character necessary to be responsive to authority. Firmness is very important. So let's think about it more broadly as we talk about it and what it looks like as we're trying to bring about change in a child's behavior and really inside of their heart.
Yeah, I'll start with having a reflection also on myself as a parent. I think a lot of the time as parents, we tend to have this justice mentality. We tend to think that once our child has committed a mistake, we are, as parents, on duty to give them a sentence and put them either, you know, on a notice steps or just, you know, make sure we jump into correction. And I'm not saying that's not right to do. However, what we are missing in that moment, if we're immediately jumping to a consequence, is we're changing to look at the heart and to see how can we use that consequence to motivate change in our children. And I, for myself, you know, find myself sometimes perhaps raising my voice or having intensity in the way I respond to my child. And I really want to correct that because I know that it's going to damage my relationship with my son and it's not going to bring any of us anything good. But I tell you, it's very hard sometimes to just keep myself together and actually think about a long-term plan here and not just, you know, giving him a sentence or putting him in a correction.
Let me give you an example. There's a family I'm working with who the child has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And sometimes parents will say, oh, he's got this diagnosis, therefore there's nothing we can do. But we have a lot we can do with children to help them develop character to overcome or cope with their biological challenge. So in this case, the 7-year-old boy, because he was impulsive, enters a room and takes over with his voice. You know, he just kind of takes over. If you were doing something else, it has to stop now because the 7-year-old has come into the room and he just starts talking. And so one of the exercises that they engaged in to help this young man was to say to him, when you come into a room, you need to stop and look and listen before you engage. Stop, look, and listen before you engage. So now the firmness, that's the principle, but the firmness was that when the boy came in and started talking, mom immediately put her hand up and said, whoop, looks like you need to go back out again and try to come back in. Remember the rule that you're working on. Stop, look, and listen before you engage. So just putting up her hand was the firmness. And by doing that over and over again, here's a boy who's learning to be more sensitive to the people around him. One of the challenges with children who have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is they can be rather self-focused. They don't think about others. They just think about their own impulses and the things that are going on. So in this case, this mom's training her son to think about others, and it's working significantly. He's developing the restraint that he needs in order to manage the challenges of life. So firmness is all about creating structures, limits, and then working with those to build the character inside of a child.
Yeah, absolutely true. And it makes me think that there's such a big difference between firmness and harshness. You know, firmness is do it with an even temper, you know, without getting loud, but still having a firm response to our child when we say no, but without being sucked in the emotional intensity of the situation. That's not needed. So harshness perhaps is something that parents sometimes think that is needed, you know, raising our voices or being in the face of our child. And that really is something that will pour more emotional intensity in a situation, and the child will get upset more, the parent will get more upset, and in the end, nothing really will come out of it except, you know, that the relationship will get damaged in a process. So if you find yourself in a situation with your child where you think and you feel emotions run high, we suggest that you stop the conversation and you avoid dialogue and you move away from that conversation and in a gentle and kind way, tell your child that, you know, they need to settle down before the conversation can start. So there is a big difference between harshness and firmness, and also between the way we as parents respond to our children with anger or with sadness.
Anger and sadness, those are two really important concepts. You know, to be sad about the child's response is valuable. Anger tends to build walls. It tends to do damage. So I really like this idea of firmness versus harshness that you're sharing. I think it's going to be very important for parents who tie the two together too often. They think in order to be firm, I have to be harsh. So I have one dad I'm working with, a 12-year-old boy, and this boy has really got some challenges. He's very rebellious, obstinate. When asked to do something, he says wait or just ignores, just doesn't do it. And so parents are trying to bring some firmness into the picture. Well, it's hard for the firmness to take place because dad's a very relational guy. That's just his personality. He's, you know, come on, let's do this. This would be good. You know, he's very relational, wants to do that. He's very successful in his business because he's relational. But his son is not responding to that. And so they got some significant issues. So I said to him the other day, look, if your son says no, you're going to want to tell him he needs to do it now, for example. I mean, I'm not saying all children need to do it everything now. But in this case, dad was not really taking the leadership in the home that he needed to take. And this boy was really in control. It was a very sad situation. So I'm trying to empower the dad to be able to have to be able to take action more quickly and to be able to take some leadership, along with all kinds of other things that we're doing. Firmness isn't our only tool in the toolbox, but I felt like firmness was what was needed in this home. So I encouraged dad to take some more initiative. And so he calls me and he says, oh, my son just said no. I said, okay, well, you've got plenty of time this evening to decide, is this one of those times where you're going to make this an issue and you're going to force the issue? And he says, okay, I'm going to do it. Well, it turned out that it took 3 hours in that evening for him because his boy is so unused to this response from his dad that he rebelled and resisted and all kinds of things. So dad tried all kinds of ways, but he was firm. And in the end, this child responded and they had a conversation that was positive at the end that contributed, but it was 3 hours. And so the dad says, I am emotionally wiped out from that. And I said, yeah, I can imagine. I mean, that's a long time to be working with a child, but you're teaching the child this important lesson on the inside. So I said, let me just share with you a verse from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. And I just think we usually think about painful on the part of the child or the person receiving the discipline, but I think it's painful on the part of the person that's giving it too. So you're doing discipline when you're training a child. It says later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who've been trained by it. The idea here is that firmness is important. Firmness is like training. I would suggest that In the same way that relationship softens the heart, and we need a lot of relationship, we believe that firmness is what builds character in a child's life. So we want to look for ways to demonstrate this firmness and make it happen in family life so that children can learn how to give up their agenda or learn what training looks like or stay on the path in order to do what's right.
It's so important, Dr. Scott, indeed, to, as parents, know when to incline towards relationship and when to incline more towards firmness. And I think of it as this continuum, on one side, on the left side, you have the firmness, and on the right side, you have the relationship. And then here you are in the middle as a parent, you know, trying to move in between these two. And I think what we need to keep in mind as parents is the end goal we have. You know, if our child indeed is someone who cannot take no, who cannot listen to us and to our instructions, we should not be afraid as parents to stay firm on our responses, you know, and to even sometimes create this kind of crisis for our children so they can experience and they can learn to have to be given this kind of responses. And I know perhaps I'm sharing some things that might be, some parents might think, whoa, you know, I don't want to put myself into this situation. But imagine that by training your child to sometimes hear and listen and respond to something they don't like to, this really is going to make them uncomfortable, and it's going to move them towards that change. So it's so important, like you said, to, you know, take the time to stay and practice this and stay firm on our responses as parents, and not always necessarily give children consequences, but just let them experience the consequences of just our answer, which for example is no and is firm.
Yes, that's so true. And I think that parents have bought into this lie that the job of parenting is to make your children happy. I just don't think that making your children happy can be our primary goal in parenting, because if we make our children happy, they develop all these side effects of selfishness, demandingness, and their focus is on having fun instead of on doing the right thing. Firmness is one of these things that must be a part of parenting that allows children to learn that we're going in a particular direction. So you see, if we draw a line and say, this line is firm, this is what we're doing, children learn to respect that line. Now, some children will continue to try to bump up against it. It gives us opportunity to use some other tools to try to help them. But the point is, it needs to be firm. And firmness in parenting provides children with more security. They know what the boundaries are. They know what they look like. And it's a great way to help children to embrace that. And another mistake I think parents make is they sometimes believe that their children need to agree, or they need to be persuaded that this is the best solution, that you need to come and do the dishes now. So when you say to a child, come and do the dishes now, and the child says, why? Sometimes parents think they have an obligation to answer that question. Or they have to come up with a good enough reason, and if they don't, then the child can negotiate some other answer. And I just think that sometimes firmness recognizes that we don't know why. I mean, in essence, much of what we're trying to do with children is help them to work out some of the pride that exists inside of their hearts. Mm. This pride that says, don't correct me, or I'm going to blame the problem on other people, or this pride that says, I have to understand why if you're going to give me something to do. It's that pride that must be broken down so that children can learn how to be humble and respond even when they don't like the request. See, I think we are in danger. When we're giving our children, we're telling them what to do, and then the child resists, and so we enter into dialogue to try to convince them, we're often setting them up for some disasters later on, because they believe then, if you can't convince me that this is right, I don't have to do it. It's endangering the relationship with the law later. It's endangering the relationship with God, because sometimes we obey even if we don't understand why. And so firmness just is another one of those tools that's going to move children along so they can develop the character necessary in their lives in order to be successful as they grow.
That's so wise, Dr. Scott, so wise. And I think sometimes, indeed, as parents, we are so sucked into this idea of, you know, the relationship must be the prime importance, and we should not sacrifice that by having arguments or saying no to our child. I think in many cases the relationship between parents and children have become more like relationship between friends somehow. And, you know, firmness brings back that kind of setting up the limit and setting up the guideline and the indicator that our children need to distinguish in their hearts between right and wrong. And it's nobody in this world is going to build that in our children but us as parents through the grace of God. So don't miss that to build that in your child. So make sure to be firm with them. And also, you know, Dr. Scott was talking about the other tools we have in our parenting coach approach. And one of the other tools is, for example, coaching. And when we want to teach our children something that's perhaps not the best for what they can think about, having a coaching attitude and coming close to them and explaining to them that we are in the same team as them and what we want to do is help them develop something that is important and it's going to build up their future skills. You know, that attitude of coaching with visioning and let them know that this is something that will help them in the future is so valuable. So we don't just focus on being firm, but bring in other tools such as I mentioned, you know, the visioning and coaching them to bring about that change.
You know, when I start with a new client, I often will start by saying, I'm going to give you some firmness techniques here because we want to start some firmness this week. Week one, let's start some firmness. Let's see what we can do here. But I also say, but as you're doing that, be sure to increase relationship. So we're going to emotionally connect with a child, increase relationship episodes in that child's life. At the same time, we increase the firmness because too much firmness without relationship leads to rebellion. And what we want to do is we want to have significant relationship as we're putting pressure on a child to build the character necessary. So relationship is very important. Firmness is very important. As we balance those two things out in parenting, we're able to move a child on a heart level to a new platform in their personal development. So we're working toward a goal, and we're going to use firmness as one of our tools to get there.
Yes, very powerful tool indeed. Together with building relationship, visioning, teaching, and praying, these are some of the tools that will definitely bring about change in your child's life. So please make sure to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't yet. And if you like what you hear, share it with your friends and family and other parents that you think might need help. We are discussing other topics in each of these podcasts. We want to share with you tools, strategies to help you have a different way to look at parenting and to help you build strong relationship with your child and bring about change in their heart. And if you would like to find out more information about Dr. Scott's ministry and his work, you can go to biblicalparenting.org. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can visit elenazhvetslot.com, or you can follow Parenting is Hard Work podcast on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram.
We are very eager to help you with your parenting. We hope you'll join us next time as we continue to help you develop a heart-based approach for parenting.